W Mobile.
And you think, man, only 14 hours and I can go back to bed, man, that's going to be a bad day.
I don't know. I just did not sleep good. Tossed and turned.
Sleep like that. Fortunately, I don't have a bunch of them.
I usually don't have an issue, but, man, this morning I just know I tossed and turned. It was that bad.
New mattress, right?
I don't know if I had it adjusted wrong or what, I don't know. But yes, it was on the new mattress. Oh man, getting used to it, I guess, I don't know.
How long to get used to it?
Talked to the wife into just laying flat for a couple weeks. We get at least used to the mattress and then adjust it.
The one that's got the split where you can do each side individual?
It went with the, just a single, so it's the queen. I didn't want that split in the middle of the bed.
It's going to be hard to agree on an angle.
Because I'd probably sleep higher some nights, but she don't like it. But I tell you what, if I would have went with the one with the split, I'd have never heard the end of it. Because, you know, she'd fall into the crack or something, and I'd... be one of those. Why didn't we get the other one?
The allergies just wore me out.
Yeah, I know my wife's been dealing with headaches. My youngest son, man, he's just sniffling and sneezing and everything else.
I have a headache, but it's like, man, I sneeze 200 times a day.
Yeah. I know. What makes it so bad is my son will bring in flowers from the yard. bringing it on in the house.
It's the hay. I mean, they should be cutting hay about now because I see out there at work it's about 2.5-3 feet tall in some places.
Getting there. Cutting it yet, but it's getting tall.
Close.
Next weekend at the beach, I'm not taking my work phone or my laptop or nothing.
Feel lost and disconnected?
Well, but I think I'll be able to work through it.
I hear you. Maybe I'll try to make some radio contact with you. Hopefully I'll have the new antennas up.
Devin, need to try that.
Yesterday morning, me and Patrick were talking to, I guess his name's Kevin. He's down on the other side of Greenwood, and he can make the try-on repeater no problem. But man, I think he sounded good for the distance.
Wonder what his setup is.
Patrick said he's talked to him before, and he's big into antennas, and he does a lot of classes, teaching stuff and everything. So I figure he's got a pretty good tower.
On Facebook yesterday, it was like a 40-foot tower. They only wanted $100 for it.
Yeah, that's the problem.
And it looked a little bit rusted, which I'd be leery of.
I didn't look at any 40-footers. I was looking at like 25-footers. And I didn't want to make my neighbors totally pissed off. And I really don't want to use any guy wire.
I'm trying to avoid, if I do anything, the guy wire. I'm attaching it to the house, but once you got to start running out in the yard, something else I got to mow around.
You'd attach it to the house, but it's like, man, it'd, it'd be on the side, you know what I mean? I don't have a good place to hook it in the back.
I'm kind of in the same boat every time I run something up, so I usually don't go too far above the roof and the bracket, that way it don't have too many issues. My mass is probably, it may be about 5 feet, maybe a little bit more above the top of the house, and the bracket's right on the peak of the eave, and then the antenna, of course, is on top of that. So far, it seems to work fine. Haven't been knocked down by the wind or anything.
And a piece of pipe?
Using bought some top rail fence posts and used it for the mat.
There a top rail on a chain link fence?
I got one of the, I don't know if it's a channel master or what, the little base plate, so it's a spike that goes in the ground, and then you put your mast on it, and then it just runs up the side of the house. There is a bracket you can buy that'll stand off from the house, but I really didn't want to bore through the siding and whatnot, so I had never done that. And then it's attached to the top of the eave, the peak, with another little bracket. And then you got the, you know, the rest of the mast and then the antenna attached to that. I wish I could put my 2-meter horizontal beam, but I don't know. It's a little more than I can handle climbing up the ladder trying to put it all up. And I may do that eventually if I ever get my hands on a rotator.
Those top rails that was long enough? I thought they were only like 10 or 12 foot long.
They're 10 foot long, if I remember correctly. They may be a little bit more, but yeah, I've just got, so I think the one on the house for the vertical, I think it's three of the top rails attached together, and, you know, they just kind of interconnect with each other. You know, you could bore a hole in it and put a bolt with a lock washer, lock nut, and whatnot on it. I did that on my little 2-meter horizontal beam. It's on like 20 foot mast attached to the fence post, but that one is, I think it's three posts put together.
Yeah, see, wife was asking, could I not just hook it to where the old satellite dish used to be? Because it's got a pole in the ground about 4 foot high, but it's, yeah, it's like 3 or 4 foot off the side of the house, stuck in the ground.
I would use it. I mean, you can stab it. Because the supporting and stuff part is probably the hardest part for you. You probably would have the guy.
You'd be able to see it pretty good.
And you could do this kind of fold over mast. I've seen people use either, like the, not the PVC, but the kind of piping. So they drive two pipes in the ground, concrete them up real good, and then run a pipe in the middle of it on a hinge. They use a winch to get it up and down. I've thought about doing that a time or two.
And it looks like it's definitely doable.
First project. We'll have to get something that's sturdy enough to be taken up and down. It won't bend too bad.
You have a screw holding it together.
Vertical, they're just stuck together. On my little 2-meter beam, I've got a bolt run through each one, the two sections together. That way I can turn the beam. You know, I just go outside and turn it whenever I want to move it around. But the one that's attached for my 2-meter vertical that's high, I don't mess with it. So it's just attached, and as long as you're not turning it, I don't have to do anything with it. So they just sit on top of each other. I probably would recommend, you know, getting some bolts and drilling some holes to it to attach them. It'll help just hold them together, because if they do, you know, they'll flex a little bit. It's not like a tight fit, you know, from one top post into the other one. I mean, it's kind of loose, so it'll wobble a little bit, but it's never been anything that's an issue for the way I've got it attached to the house.
In the wife's car today? The ticket fence that's not usually there.
KO4 ACS. Good morning, gentlemen.
KO4 CS.
Good morning, Patrick. KN4 TSW.
That's the same thing if Andrew was in his wife's car.
It's just me.
Look, that's kind of weird.
Your antenna's on a pole now, Ken?
My octopus on some kind of pole. And then the others I'm just going to leave on the mag base. And then I got to thinking about it. You know, Kevin said that 2 meter needed to be vertical. And I do have a vertical spot on that bracket to be able to do it. I think I'll just stick it there. All the pieces are supposed to be in by Friday, so we'll see.
We get to put it up this weekend with the storms and weather we're supposed to have.
And then I just got to see what... We just got to figure out where we're going to put it and how we're going to put it up.
And this weekend?
Weatherman was saying when I looked last night, it's supposed to be 70% Friday, 80% Saturday, and I think 60% Sunday.
It was supposed to be up there by you. I think I was thinking we were hit and miss down here.
I was looking at the weather for up here.
Windy and stuff down here, though.
A pole, and then be able to turn it at least from the ground. So I've got to figure out how to get it hooked up so I can do that.
Put it on a pole, and you want to turn it from the ground. The easiest thing to do is put another pole in the ground that it fits over, and then you can turn it over top of it.
Right, it has to not be totally solid.
Did not pick up the signal or something.
Just me. I couldn't hardly hear Ken.
I think they were barely getting in. I don't know what's going on.
I'm having issues.
Cool mornings and warm days to be getting to it.
I think the only downside to being able to turn it on your own will be that the wind will be able to turn it as well.
That's what I was thinking.
To use top rail fence post.
I thought about it until just Andrew mentioned that just a while ago, and that seems like some of the cheapest and easiest to do, right?
The only thing about it is it's not the thickest pipe in the world, but other than that, as long as you don't put too much weight on it, it'd be fine.
It's not as easy to get your hands on. Just walk in the Lowe's or Home Depot, and not very expensive, and it don't rust.
What about getting one of those brackets that you put the cinder blocks on and just setting it on my tin roof and that? But maybe the other's a better option. But if I go with that top rail fence post, then I got to kind of put it where you'd be able to see it from the front.
Putting up an antenna. Finding the right spot for it. All right, gentlemen, I am at work, so I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all be safe this morning, and hope we'll holler at you this evening when I get off work. KO4 CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Greetings, Andrew. And I should be working late this afternoon, so I should be around KO4 HGX. Clear.
7-3, Andrew. Have an awesome day, and we'll catch you later. KN4 TF30.
I don't really know which way's gonna be the best to put up an antenna down there at your place.
Think about it. If I put two or three of those pieces together, then I'll have to attach it somewhere to the side of the house. And then so I'll just have to see. I might hook it to the side of the deck.
It depends on how high you want to go with it.
20 feet was probably plenty enough, right? The roof line shouldn't affect it.
Jeff stuff, no.
I was just lost in thinking how to hook it up and where to hook it up.
Much. If you go to use the fence top rail, tilt over base that you can put that in. And you're welcome to it. I still have it at the house. I didn't use it on mine.
Definitely an idea to make it a lot easier to use, right? Yeah, it might do it. I just got to think, you know, Mama said, you know, she wanted me to put it maybe over there by the chimney, but, man, you'd be able to see it from the front and the side, and I just didn't know what the neighbors would say.
Our chimney, which side of the house is it on?
Yeah, you want to switch over to the 285?
Sounds good, KM4 8
KM4 TSW, clear.